For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 23rd, just a couple of days before Christmas. And you know what next week is? New Year's, right? So we have my friend Mel Zelenik with us, consumer and travel expert, retired professor of the University of Missouri. Good to have
Hi,
you here,
Paul.
Mel.
Great seeing you. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah. So even though we're a couple of days before Christmas, we're going to talk about some year-end New Year's resolutions to save $50,000. Each one of these resolutions you told me will save you $50,000 in a lifetime.
And I need to clarify that. This is for a person like Zach, Zach's age. And if Zach pays attention over a lifetime of working, 40 years of lifetime, and he does each of these things, I don't think I'm overstating it by saying if you have the right mindset on these tips and develop your own little tips, that yes, you can save that much on each tip.
Okay, let's start. Tip number one.
Okay, pay yourself first, but pay your bills last.
Yeah, but you want to pay your bills.
You do want to pay your bills. What's my point here, though,
Your point is to always put a certain amount of money away in savings. Pay yourself first and make sure that is a priority, that you're saving each paycheck that you get.
And the obvious point is, Paul, if you don't do that, if you don't do that, then you have a tendency not to
save. Right. Okay. So, pay yourself first. That's tip number one. Number two.
Consider low-fee mutual funds. And again, these are tips that I've developed over the years, and these are the ones that I like to use at the end of the year. Let me cut to the chase and say that Vanguard is my favorite. Vanguard Funds is my favorite one to work with and buy from them directly. The reason I say that is they're very low fees, and that's a key when you're buying index funds or any kind of mutual funds. Make sure you understand what the fees are, because if you don't understand the fees, they could be very, very high. Let me give you an example with Vanguard. Vanguard's average fee fund, in other words, their fee to you, is 0.19%. The industry average is 1.11%. And on one single investment of $10,000, Paul, over 30 years, they're going to take an annual fee for this. Vanguard charges you on that $10,000 a total of $2,694. The industry average fund that I told you about would charge you $16,468.
So there's a big difference there.
Well, the difference is $13,774 that goes in the person's pocket, not yours.
Okay.
That's your money, but you're giving that to them basically for free.
Okay. So that's tip number two. Tip number three.
Avoid financial planners except those who have a fiduciary relationship with you. 99% of financial planners are not fee only. And please understand, this is a very important one because it will save you a lot of money over the lifetime. You do not want someone who is fee-based. Fee-based is they charge you a commission and they charge you a fee. With fee only, up front they tell you, we're going to charge you, it might be $100 or $125 an hour or even more. But for that, they're giving you honest advice, and very typically, they will have a fiduciary relationship with you. And we just went to one. My wife and I just went to one recently, and he's a fee-only financial planner, and cost us a couple hours of time and a few hundred dollars. But I'm positive he saved us in excess of thousands of dollars with those tips.
Number five. We got about 3 minutes left here, Mel.
Pay off credit card debt forever, then use it only as a convenience. The average credit card debt for the average person is $15,418. If you make minimum monthly payments, which a lot of people do, you're talking about $385 a month. That will take you over 30 years to pay that debt off. 35% of the people now have some kind of ongoing credit card debt.
35%. So pay off your credit cards and then use them as a convenience.
Use them as a convenience
only. That's what I do, and we've talked about that before. I put everything on the credit card, but then I pay it off each month.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I'm using the bank's money for a whole month free of charge, paying it off then.
Yeah, and see, the problem is most people don't think in those terms. And I'm suggesting to you that that's the only way that you should ever use credit cards. Use them as a convenience. Don't pay those outrageous fees.
Yeah.
Number five, live a healthy lifestyle. 26% of us nationwide are obese, and 60% are either overweight or obese. And George Washington University study said that by 2030, over half of the population is going to be obese.
50% of the population?
Yes, is going to be obese by 2030.
Wow.
So the advice is, join a health club. The ARC is very inexpensive way to do this. But there are other health
and watch
clubs.
What you eat,
walk.
Too. Yeah.
Obviously, watch what you eat. And a simple thing like smoking over a lifetime.
Well, that saves you a lot of money. Plus your health, too.
Exactly.
So stop smoking.
And so live a healthy lifestyle.
Number six?
Always check the total cost of an item when comparing items. And please don't forget fees and taxes.
Mm. That especially is true when you're checking airfares. A lot of times you're not taking into consideration the cost of the extra bag that you're going to check. Or if you want to sit on a certain place on the plane, now they're charging you extra for that too.
And what about simple things like taxes in general? I mean, we never think about even when you go to a local store, are you going to pay $99 for that item?
No, because you've got tax on
top
of it.
And the tax could be $10.
Yeah.
So consider all of that.
1 minute left.
All right. Try to always have options in the marketplace is number seven. And one way to do that is compare web prices with local prices and ask the local person to match that. Be an assertive consumer. Remember, if you don't ask, the answer is no is number eight.
Always ask for a discount. And Mel, we're out of time. We're going to have to drop it at number eight.
My favorite is understand that quality time with your family and friends is far more important than stuff.
That's a good way to end it, too. Mel, thank you so much. I like that. Quality time with family and friends. More important than stuff.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to you, Mel. And for more information,
cruise at CenturyTel.net.
Okay. Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be on with us for Christmas Eve, a Christmas Eve story. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Haywood. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.